Joining us, we have Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Joey Bunch, a reporter with the Denver Post. Ed, what stood out to you so far in these first few days?
I think the contrast in tones from the opening day speeches in the House, especially, to Governor Hickenlooper's State of the State address was most interesting. You had House Speaker Dickie Lee Hollinghorse begin the session by rolling out a whole list of policies that she wants to see passed, pulling no punches on why she thinks they're right and the opponents are wrong, and getting bad reaction from Republicans on it. And that was followed by House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso rolling out a smaller list of policies and getting the same bad reaction from the House Democrats. And then Hickenlooper swoops in at the State of the State address and basically says, could you please work together? I mean, it was an almost pleading speech. Yeah, we could talk about him asking for construction defects reform or enterprising the hospital provider fee, but the general theme was, please, folks, let's try to get something done. It almost felt like a reaction to the first day.
How likely is that, Joey, in a presidential election year? As Ed pointed out, we have very different policy perspectives from leaders in both parties.
Well, it's interesting because in most years, legislators start out talking about, we're going to try to work together this year. But because it's an election year and a presidential election year in a swing state, I think there's a lot of campaign writing going on. So I think it'll be interesting. You know, the big bills, the hospital provider fee, the transportation bonds, I think they're dead on arrival. It'll just be interesting to see what does come out of this session on those issues and whether we're going to play brinksmanship for the next 4 months.
And I think a lot of times in a session, there is a big policy issue that gets bipartisan support. Last year was on school testing reform and trying to reduce the number of tests school children take. Not everyone was on board with it, but they passed something that both parties were okay with. Are we going to see that this year with something that both parties say they want to do, put more money into roads, reduce education cuts?
I think the road issue is going to be a tough one to find bipartisan agreement on, simply because you're starting out at such different places. The Democrats want to enterprise the hospital provider fee. The Republicans say that's unconstitutional. The Republicans want to pass bonds. The Democrats say that's unsustainable. There is going to be a search for bipartisan agreement on affordable housing. And again, the Republicans and some Democrats are going to come at it saying the key to this is making it harder for people to sue over construction defects in condominiums. There are still a number of Democrats, specifically House Speaker Dickie Lee Hollinghorse, who don't like that idea. But I think there is such a pull right now that if you could see a compromise going through, Republicans saying, okay, we're going to back more public funding for rental and for housing assistance, an idea that has not always been one that goes over well with them, and maybe you can think about passing some sort of construction defects reform, I think that's your best chance for a big policy area where there can be a bipartisan compromise.
And it may help that the governor also called for that bill to pass during his State of the State speech.
The governor called for compromise in his State of the State, but the agenda was his agenda. So both sides say that they want to work together on the same issues, but they have just very different paths on where we go on those solutions. I think they do so at their own peril, because Coloradans want something to happen on transportation. They want something to happen on education. And if both sides just, you know, go to their respective corners and don't even try to meet midway, I think voters can see that. That's what's going on in Washington that people are tired of, and unfortunately it goes on at the state level as well.
That was Joey Bunch with the Denver Post and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Benta.
I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.